Now, sometimes we might be getting our purse or our wallet, and I did this not too long ago, went through my wallet and threw away old business cards and all kinds of stuff that kind of crept in there. Maybe women do the same thing with their purse. I watched Judy change purses, and there are all kinds of stuff in there. But I found a bunch of IOUs, and I thought maybe I'd share those with you today. It's a pretty good accounting of Mother's Day. Mom, I sure hope you're listening. Sweet lady, I owe you for many things. A lot of services, like the night watchman, for instance. Lying awake at night, listening for coughs and cries, creaking floorboards. And then, me, coming in too late. Boy, you had an eye of an eagle and a roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services like your order cook, being a chef, being a baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger and making turkey out of tuna fish, and a big old strapping boy out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all worked by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that you led a spotless life. And for washing and ironing, there's no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of a child and ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and, eating too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through the measles, the mumps, and the bruises, splinters, and spring fever. Oh, and let me not forget the medical advice. Important things like, if you keep on scratching that, you'll never get well. Or if you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably the most important advice at all, you better be sure you got clean underwear on in case you're in an accident. I owe you for veterinarian services, for feeling at every lost dog that I drug home at the end of the rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going through some pretty rough times, and for wonderful productions at Christmas and the 4th of July and birthdays, and for making belief of things come true. And you did it all on a very limited budget. I also owe you for construction work, for building kites and confidence and hopes and dreams. Somehow, you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing together a family so it'd stand in the worst kind of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build on. I owe you carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy somehow, well, just got to have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I'll never forget. When it was two pieces of pie and three hungry people, you were always the one who decided, well, I'm not really hungry anyhow. Now, these are just a few things for which payment is long overdue. The person that I owe worked very, very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a lot of things that she needed herself. My IOU adds up to more than I can ever repay. But you know the nicest thing about it all? That I know that she had marked the entire bill paid in full. For just one little kiss and four little words, Mom, I love you. I don't know if you ever heard that story. It's not mine. It was written by Jimmy Dean. But it's an image of God, both from a fatherhood perspective and motherhood. that he allows us to live through grace. And when we get to the kingdom of heaven, he says, I know you. Come on in. Your place has been made, and it is all paid for just for you. Love God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.